Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to get a win last Saturday. Really happy for our players to be able to break the long streak that we were on. It was a happy locker room and very proud of those guys, the way they bounced back after a loss against Eastern Michigan. We're just focused on getting better every day and every week, and we're looking forward to the start of Big Ten play and headed out to the challenge that we're faced with against Nebraska. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up to any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Steve Pulte with NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. It's Steve Pulte. How you doing?
I'm great, Steve.
Hey, we didn't get a chance to ask you about this one until now. Just curious, after the interception at the end of the fourth quarter, how difficult was it to not embarrass Morgan State in that situation? And what do you have to do as a coach to prevent that, to prevent it from getting out of hand there?
You know, I've been on both ends of those types of games, obviously, throughout my career. And, you know, we're not out to embarrass anybody. You know, we're just out trying to get better. And when you get into those situations as a coach, you know, when you're putting a lot of your twos and threes and sometimes fours in a game, you want to get those guys game reps. So you want to be able to run your offense and your defense and not necessarily worry about the scoreboard. You want to get guys game experience and work to get them better and improve them so they can help you as you go down the road. But it is a challenge, you know, and in that situation there at the end of the game, we got an interception. We didn't get in the end zone. It wasn't a hard decision for me not to not score a touchdown. I mean, it was the right thing to do. And, you know, our players and coaches agreed with that, and that's what we did. But, you know, it's that fine line where you want to, you know, get guys a bunch of work and run your offense and defense. And unfortunately, those games get out of hand like that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to see that, but it happens. And, you know, we were just in that situation. And, you know, as I said, I've been on both sides of it, so I understand it.
Can you directly say to your players not to score? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I mean, that was the intent when we went out there. You know, I did not want to, you know, put another touchdown on the board. And, you know, we put some down-the-line guys in and you know, hoping that they could go out and play and enjoy the moment, but, you know, not necessarily put another touchdown on the board.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Sam Hellman, scout.com.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious about Raheem Blackshear, kind of building off Steve's question. How much can you read into his performance when it is a blowout scenario like that second half?
Well, I can read a lot into it. The first thing you look at is just his effort, and his effort was phenomenal. Then was he executing the calls that were made in the offense, and he was doing that also. And it just brought energy and enthusiasm and a tremendous amount of quickness and explosiveness. And, you know, I don't care what the scoreboard says. You're looking for the effort and the execution by your players. And Raheem did both of those things and did them exceptionally well. So we were very pleased with his performance and being able to rush for over 100 yards and, I don't know, 14 carries or whatever it was. So we were definitely happy to see that out of him, and we're excited about his future.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Ron Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. Two specific players I want to ask you about. First, I'll build off what Steve was asking. What's the significance of getting Zach Allen in there? I know, obviously, he's kind of a team favorite for, you know, what he did with putting off his surgery, even though he's, you know, probably fourth on the depth chart. What's the significance of getting him in there, you know, just for the team and for him?
Well, again, when you get into those types of situations, it's about rewarding players in your program. You know, we ask a lot, whether it's the starters, the backups, third team, fourth team, scholarship, walk-on, whatever it is. You know, college football is hard, and we ask a lot of these guys. We want a huge commitment, and we ask them to make a lot of sacrifices. And I do feel we have an obligation to reward those guys and give them an opportunity to get into a game like that. And that's what that was about for Zach. I mean, Zach's a great teammate, very – selfless and does everything that we ask him to do. And he made a huge sacrifice after he tore his ACL put off the surgery and help our football team. And the least we could do is reward him with the opportunity to get out there like he did on Saturday.
And then the second guy I want to ask you about, obviously we spend a lot of time writing about Bless Austin and Saquon Hampton, but what's Kai Hester's significance to the safety, to the secondary? Obviously he had an interception and he's, you know, had some versatility back there. What's his value back there for the secondary?
A lot. He brings experience. He's been around here for a long time. He's played in a lot of games and he just brings a lot of confidence and poise and game experience to the group. And, seems to be steady every game we go out and play, and I like that about Kai, and he shows up to work every day. And all those guys are a good group together. They get along, they got good chemistry, they work hard, and I think they trust each other and they play well together. So, you know, and a lot of that's because of Kai and his game experience and the years that he's had here at Rutgers.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.